This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The majority of farmers have health insurance, but with a high price. And joining us for part three of our discussion on health care on the farm is Rhonda Strable, Executive Director of the Rural Health Initiative. And Rhonda, you provide a service in Wisconsin to those that live on farms and in rural areas, and this could be a model for others to look at in other parts of the country.
We don't know of anyone else in the country doing what we do. We've had a few spinoffs. There was a nurse practitioner that helped us get started in our local community, and we did expand our program in three counties. And we're in northeast Wisconsin. This nurse has taken a position now in the western part of Wisconsin at UW-Eau Claire, and she has her nursing students going out to the farm of the large dairies with Latino workers maybe for an afternoon or a day, and they do a full health assessment, and they do a bunch of education. So that sort of has spun off of our program. But other than that, we're the only ones that we know of, even in the country, that is doing our house calls or our outreach type of home visits, doing the screening on the farm. We know of one other in Australia, and that, too, was someone that had talked to us and said, oh, my gosh, we have people, our farmers in Australia that could really use this service. So we know someone in Australia, and we know an offshoot in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. But other than that, we don't know of anyone else doing this program anywhere in the country.
And that may change as we see the types of family farms evolve.
You know, on the small farms, you never really had to think about it. It was just your own family going about your business. And now with the large dairies, they need human resource folks that, take care of all of the issues of, paying them and making sure that they have all the resources that they need. But in that piece, I'm saying don't forget about their health, because that's not something that agriculturists have often thought about. For any other industry, if you work at a paper mill or a meat packing plant or some type of industry, almost every industry has a worksite wellness program keeping their employees healthy and safe. It's put in place so that maybe their insurance costs aren't so high. Maybe it's because they want to retain their employees. Maybe they want a healthier workforce so that they're more productive, or that they are not losing as much time off for being ill. There's many reasons why you would want a worksite wellness program, but agriculturists need to start thinking about this also.
Now, we mentioned a lot about, physical care, but is it mental health as well?
We do cover some mental health issues, because we know that the stress of the long days for the farm owners, often financially, it can be very stressful, may cause depression. It's been a very difficult, financially for our farm families. And just like our health screenings that we do, our mental health screenings are similar in that we're only doing the screening. Once we detect that there is an issue, whether it's health-related or mental health-related, really what we're doing is making referrals. We're just that starting point of having the discussion and helping them be more aware of the situation, and then saying, you really need to see someone about this. This is beyond something that you can handle on your own. This is something that could be potentially dangerous for you or others. So you need to get some additional help for that. And so we'll help them find a healthcare provider. We'll get them in the right direction, help them find a resource that maybe that we think that they'll relate to, someone that may have a fee scale that is conducive to, their situation, whether it's do they take their insurance, do they not have insurance, do they have a sliding fee scale, do they even understand the culture of farming? Because it's hard for farmers to go and talk to someone about their lifestyle when the person listening to them doesn't understand their lifestyle. So, we try to be very aware of, what providers are out there, that we could send our farmers to. So that's what we try to do, is be that connection. Our mission of our program is actually to be a bridge, to connect the rural to the urban and the urban to the rural, because often we're very disconnected. And so we try to be that resource for them.
That's Rhonda Strable with the Rural Health Initiative based in Wisconsin. And this update brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.